The Ferries local MP joins me now. Alan, very good evening to you. Thank
good
you
evening.
For your time. First of all, what's your reaction to this?
I say good. This is justice, and it's the right decision. And, you know, I stuck my neck out as soon as I heard about this because I defend the interests of my constituents, and I think they were fairly defending themselves. And I'm very pleased that the Crown Prosecution Service has told the Leicestershire Police that actually their view is that they should not be prosecuted. I think that's right. I think actually the whole country would have been appalled if a couple who used, I think, legitimate defence against four intruders in the dead of night turned out to be the victims when, or turned out to be the, you know, the people who were prosecuted when they're the victims. And this is sensible. And I hope also that they will not in any way be cautioned, that they won't have a blemish on their record, that they won't be told that their shotgun license is going to be taken away or something like that. They should be told that they are free, decent people who did something that was justified.
And if they do get a caution or if something that you don't agree with happens, will you take up their case as well again?
Yes. I mean, I'm typically robust in the defence of the interests of my constituents. And I think, I mean, I felt very strongly about this. And I think, you know, a lot of people did as well. I mean, I've had a million emails saying, you know, I hope everyone will come to the defence of these people. Some offering money if they, you know, went to court.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got elections for police commissioners in 2 months' time. And I think the Leicestershire Constabulary have been very sensible. You know, they've done what they had to do. They followed the rules. When a weapon is fired, they've got to go and look at all the forensic evidence and be sure that there was nothing sort of untoward going on that they might not have thought of in the first place. And I think it's quite clear here that the four people who are breaking into this house are the people who should be prosecuted. And the couple who defended themselves are the victims who should be supported by all of us who live in a decent society.
How do you feel, though, about the fact, Alan, that they were kept in custody for 3 days?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I'd rather live in a society where we're quite tough on firearms than one where we're all free to hold them and suddenly we have atrocities. And, of course, I'm upset on their behalf. I mean, to be fair, they were held, they were also released on bail, but now it's quite clear from the CPS statement that all those bail conditions and things should be lifted straight away. So, look, I'm sorry that they've had 3 days sort of in custody or under police scrutiny, but on the other hand, we have to make sure that there wasn't another side to this story, and I hope now that all eyes can be focused on the four intruders to make sure that they are properly charged, prosecuted and taken to court.
Ken Clark did say he was going to make the law more obvious, if you like, about how much you could protect yourself from intruders. That's never really happened. Do you think it should?
Well, I'm not familiar with the exact ins and outs of all this, so I mean, I don't want to make a stand on the detail. But I mean, I think in this case, though, I think the law has shown to work. And in the end, what the law says is that any kind of defence has to be proportionate and justified. And actually, it's the initiative and reasonableness of those who interpret the law which makes the law look either good or bad. And in this case, I think that the interpretation has been reasonable, it's been thorough and professional, and they've reached the right conclusion. And therefore, I think, you know, the state of the law has actually worked in this case. And I think the honour of my constituents has come out of this intact, and I hope they can sleep both peacefully and safely tonight in my constituency, in their home.
Let's hope so. Good news for the Ferries. Thank you very much indeed for your time, Alan. Good to talk. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.